What's up, sailors? Welcome you all to the Marine Sing podcast. I think you have already heard the news. Despite Trump's calls to decouple, US companies ship more from China faster. Just as the US president urges American companies to ditch China, many of them can't get more of China fast enough. Consider the voyage of the container ship Melina, which set sail Wednesday from a Chinese port near Shenzhen with products bound for US households, a hulking symbol of how the flow of goods is adapting in a global economy crippled by a pandemic. Capable of carrying almost 4,300 containers, she drew a downright petite in an industry where the biggest can handle more than 20,000. The Melina is a part of a budding fleet of smaller vessels that COVID-19 has thrust into service between the world's biggest economies. Smaller means faster. She will dock in Los Angeles on July 6 after a 12-day non-stop journey, a week ahead of a larger ship doing the same route. With the extra speed comes a price that's as much as double the cost of standard Trans-Pacific service, which is already skyrocketing because the world's biggest shipping companies have scaled back capacity by about 25% this quarter and may cut it 10% in the third quarter, according to the industry observers. They are downshifting because broadly they see demand recovering only slowly and plenty of fog on the global economic horizon. But for now, shipping demand from some companies remains brisk, justifying the added import cost of fast delivery to meet the burst of online shopping for everything from protective medical gear to baby pools for the backyard. Haifa, Israel-based Jim Integrated Shipping Services Limited, which operates the Melina, Honolulu-based Matson Included and CMA CGM South African of France are among those offering the express service between China and the US. The kind of links that show the difficulty President Donald Trump faces to achieve a complete decoupling of the largest world's economies and bringing production back home. We accept the need for this expedited service to be permanently and actually grow as the share of e-commerce in global trade will continue to grow at a higher pace than other commerce. Jim's executive vice president in the Pacific said from Hong Kong, "This abnormal period will continue as long as the world will continue to find a balance between protecting from the COVID-19 pandemic and the need for people to get out to work and socialize and of course consume. Striking the balance between the global supply and demand is what shipping companies are trying to do constantly. Looking months and even years in advance, the pandemic has made that job much harder. One way to do it is to cancel sailings, which they have been doing a lot lately. At the adjoining ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, the main gateway for Chinese imports, 45 trips have been scrapped this quarter, more than 4 times the number in the second quarter of 2019. For some US companies on the receiving end of goods, shipping distributions are starting to subside. For others, they are just beginning. We are not at the point right now where we have rebalanced supply to the demand because the demand signals are jumping all over the port," said Abe Ezekani, CEO of the Association for Supply Chain Management, an industry group based in Chicago. "No one knows how fast American consumers will rebound, whether the e-commerce upswing is sustainable or whether a damaging second wave of infections will further knock global trade off," Kittler has said. "Historically, container shipping volume is a good barometer of the world's economic health. Through the threat of tariffs during the US-China trade war of the past 2 years weakened that relationship. Earlier this month, Denmark's A.P. Moller Maersk A.S., the world's biggest container liner, said volumes this quarter would be down 15% to 18%, ugly but less hideous than its previous call for a 20% to 25% drop. While Maersk isn't offering full year guidance, citing uncertainty about demand in the second half, others are laying out the challenges. Mitsuiki OSK Lines Limited, one of the Japan's largest shippers, is cutting as many as 40 vessels, about 5% of its fleet, among other defensive measures outlined in a plan last week that doesn't seem the global economy getting back to pre-pandemic levels until the end of 2022 or later. Thank you for listening, guys. Tune into Manan Singh podcast.